When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. That's who you're with today. Thank you for being here. Welcome to Red Fridays. We all know what that is. Remember, everyone deployed, R-E-D. They're willing to stand on a wall. We're thankful that they're there. Thank you for being there. All right, today we're going to talk about demystifying hindrances to your goals. Demystifying hindrances to your goals. I'm going to give you a second to think about that. And by the way, if you don't have your journal yet, you need something to write with and write on, you need to get it because there's a whole lot of information today. We want to make sure you get it as quick as you can. And you're not going to remember it. I know we all want to, but we just don't do it. So, and it's not because we don't want to, it's because it just comes too fast. We think we're going to remember and we just don't. I'm talking a little bit fast today. I pause and breathe and then let it just flow, right? I can hear my producers laughing and smiling, going, absolutely, Gord. Pause and breathe, buddy. So welcome. So just in case you don't know who you're talking to, I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of millions and millions of men by raising and increasing their emotional quotient. I am the founder and CEO of Jewel International. I'm a legacy and resilience strategist, a multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. I am an international keynote speaker. Came back from Atlanta and at the end of September. I'm a champion mindset and energy coach for a pro basketball team, and I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. I'm currently doing a Box Inside Out program for women. I've got one for men coming. There's lots of ways to plug in. I serve entrepreneurial men and pro athletes primarily, but I work with almost everybody. So that's just a little bit about who you're listening to. I'm excited for you to be here today. We're excited for you to find us on anywhere you watch. Google TV, Apple TV, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere that you watch or listen. If you go to inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv, you can watch there. And we're live streaming obviously on our Inspired Choices Network free download app. But we're also streaming on inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv. We're also streaming on YouTube and Facebook. So welcome to everybody that's on those platforms today. Thank you for joining us. I've got my peach and dandelion tea in my special mug. Thank you for that. For the mug, I appreciate it. Let's get going. Demystifying hindrances to your goals. By the way, please like, love, share, subscribe. That helps our algorithms. That helps get it out. I want engagement. We have some really serious reach in the hundreds of millions reach, but I want engagement. I need to be able to touch and talk and interact with people. So if you can please like it, love it, share it, subscribe. That will really help us out and it gets it out. If you know somebody and if you haven't heard it today, I love you. If you don't know that today, I'm sending you big hugs. I care. I give a crap about you. A lot of us don't hear that a lot. So if you haven't heard that today and you need to hear that, I'm sending you a massive big hug. Massive big hug. And lots of love. If you're struggling, I know some people today are struggling. I know some people that are battling with addictions, battling with vices, battling with life in general. And you know what? I want to sort of throw it out there. I was talking to my wife this morning. I was taking her to work and we were talking back and forth about it. And I was sharing with her what my show was about today. And she says, well, you sound like you're talking to somebody else. I said, no, I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you. I need these principles as much as you do. I'm talking and preaching to me as much or more than I am to you today. So please know that that's where my heart is at. That's where things are. And again, I've talked a lot about transparency and vulnerability. And excuse me, that's where my heart is. I want you to know, hey, you know what? I'm not just telling you, I'm trying to walk the walk. It's not just, hey, it's like our parents used to say, do what I do, not what I, or pardon me, do what I say, not what I do. It was bullshit then, it's bullshit now. It's that doesn't work. We need to be able to walk the talk. And if we can't do that, we shouldn't be talking. So I'm preaching to myself today as well as and sharing with you guys too. So I hope you have something to write with. There's lots to cover. What does demystifying hindrance to your goals mean? What does that mean really? It's basically a fancy way to say, what the hell is holding you back? What's stopping you from having the things you want to have in your life or to who you want to be in your life? What's stopping you? And in this first section, what's truly stopping us? What's really truly stopping us? I'm gonna give you a bunch of different things that we might identify, and we can go through stuff like, well, my parents or an ex or a really toxic boss or all these different things that we try and push it out onto. By the end of the show, I want you to be able to know, hey, you know what? It's good positive news. It's encouraging news. It's empowering news to know what's stopping us, really truly stopping us from achieving what we want. I'm going to give you these 10 things really quick. What could it? These are perceived. I want you to write that down. Perceived challenges. We're gonna we can justify almost anything as human beings. We can justify almost anything. Right, we can absolutely do that, but we don't. I'm trying to. It's perception. Our perception becomes our reality. So don't let these things. Fear of failure and uncertainty is the first one. Fear of failure and uncertainty. If you knew no matter what you did, you couldn't fail, what would you do? Because it's stopping you from doing what. It stops all of us from doing what we want to do because we're afraid of failing or not sure what's going to happen. Is that going to be good or not good? I don't know. Number two, living without intention. Not being intentional about the way we live, the way we look. I write in my books when I autograph them, when I inscribe it, live, love, laugh, and grow abundantly and with intention. Live with intention. Don't just organically flop along. With intention. Where do you want to go and push in that direction? When we do it the other way, it makes it very difficult. Very difficult to reach what we want to reach. If I leave, Toronto International Airport, Pearson International Airport, and I fly, I want to go to Cancun, if I don't have a flight plan and I just willy-nilly organically let the plane go wherever it's going to go, I'm not going to end up, the chance of me ending up in Cancun are very slim. I need a plan. I need to be able to know where I'm going. I need intention to get to where I'm going. Three, short-term thinking. We're living in immediate gratification, and that's the next one, the need for instant gratification. We live in a society that thinks short term. I want it right now. I'm going to put it on a credit card. Yep. You know what? I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to save for it. I want it right now. We wonder why people don't value stuff. The stuff that's really important, the things that really matter, aren't easy, and they take time. They take time. That's why we value them so much. Short-term thinking is number three. Need for instant gratification is number four. Give yourself the gift of being able to find it. Put in the time and the effort. Everybody wants the result, but they don't want to do the work it takes to get there. Hey, Sarah, thank you for listening. Loved having you here. And I know there's lots of people listening. I know there are from their work or from job or from home or from wherever they're from their car, wherever they happen to be. And I thank you so much for being here today. Number five, negative thinking and doubts. We let negative and doubts just cloud our mind, stops us from doing what we want to do. It stops us from becoming who we're supposed to be. Why? Well, because you know what? Our brain thinks in a negative thing. We're wired that way. So it has to be, again, back to intention. To push out a positive space, not have doubts. Is that human? Yes, having doubts is human. I have had a bunch of my own in the last 4 weeks. Lots of doubts. Before we got on today, we were talking about it. We need to have some intentional activities that can change that, that can modify that a little bit. 6, procrastination and inaction. We just keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. I had a client that goes, Gord, I'm going to do that on the weekend. I've got time laid out to do it on the weekend. He had time to do it right then, but he didn't do it then. And then when he woke up Saturday morning, he had an income property and the basement was flooded. So the tenants are calling, going, hey, our basement's flooded. So the time he was setting aside to do that on Saturday, all of a sudden he spent all of Saturday bailing out somebody else's basement and fixing the it took him all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And then he looked at me on Monday and said, didn't have time. Well, yeah, you did. You wasted it because you procrastinated. Instead of doing it right on the spot, he wasted it. He wasted the time. We waste so much time. Procrastination and inaction. We just didn't take action. We just didn't do anything. Again, road to hell paved with good intention. It's not the good intention that was the problem. Have good intention, but then do something with it. Do something with it. Don't just let it sit there. Don't be inactive about it. 7, unwillingness to take risks and make change. We don't want to take the risk. A lot of times at the moment, especially now, not risking is even riskier than risking. Because it used to be, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. That's not that way anymore. Because society is moving so fast, technology is moving so fast, life's moving so quick. If you do what you've always done, you're going backwards. Let that sink in. If you stop and pause, that doesn't mean you don't do self-care and look after yourself. That's not what I'm saying. We have to do that. That's still forward movement because you're looking after yourself. But if you do what you've always done, because what you've been doing got you to here with your best thought, what got you here will not get you there. Great book, by the way. 8, not taking in new ideas and improving. Not taking in new ideas. Again, what got you here won't get you there. If you used your best thinking to get where you are right now, are you where you want to be? Most people will say no. Well, great. If you're not, then you need to do something different. You need a new idea and you want to improve with intention. Plug into something with intention. Reach out, DM me. I've got one-on-one. I've got Box Inside Out men's and women. There's lots of different things we can do. Lots of different things you can plug into. And not just me, you can plug into anybody. I'm really good, but you know what? There's lots of other people out there that are tremendous as well. 9, really quick, is inability to learn from feedback and bounce back. So we take it personally. There's a book back here called The 4 Agreements. One of them is do not take personally. If someone's giving you feedback, learn from it and then modify. I've got all these books around me, 3 types of people that read books, 4 types, I guess. One of them doesn't read anything anywhere. One of them buys the books because they look good on the shelf. Like, oh, they've not read them, but they have them on the shelf. The third one buys the book, reads the book. That's wonderful. I read all these books. That's wonderful. And then the fourth type of person buys the book, reads the book, and then implements what the book said to say. They actually do something with knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is power. Doing something with that knowledge is power. Just knowing, if you know and don't do, you might as well not know. Matter of fact, it's tragic that you know and don't do. You might as well not know. And the last one is giving up and quitting. We give up and quit on ourselves. We give up and quit on other people. We give up and quit on our life. Life just beats us up and beats us up and beats us up. And eventually we go, you know what? Screw it. I'm out. I don't want to do it anymore. It's too hard. I'm just going to settle. If mediocrity is where I'm at, then that's where I'm at. I can't do anything about it. It is what it is. Bullshit, by the way. You can do something about it. And you should do something about it. It's your responsibility. It's your obligation, if you can, to do something about it. These are all perceived things, by the way. Who controls all of those things? As you think back on that, we got to take a quick break. But as we're breaking here and you pause and you breathe, you pause and you breathe so that it settles. Who looks after all of those things? Who controls all of those things for you? It'll give you a clue to demystifying the hindrances to your goals. We need to take a quick break. Quick shout out for Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. but check out his Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The CLA, Connected Leaders Academy tribe, brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. I love my founding sponsors. I love my sponsors. I've got some opportunities for that too. You want me to highlight your business to more than 500 million potential listeners? Let me know. I would love to talk about that with you. You can DM me or email me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Let's take a quick break. Don't forget to pause and breathe. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're with the Long Bearded Guy. That's Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for being with me. Thank you to everybody. I'm not sure who 403 area code is, but thank you for being here. If that's Sarah, that's great. If it's somebody else, let me know. Send me an email or send me a text. Let me know that's who you are. But thank you so much for being here. We're talking about demystifying hindrances to our goals. In the first segment, we talked about the perception. What really stops us? What really truly is stopping us? Really, truly, what is it? And I gave you 10 perceived challenges that we talked about, but that I want you to remember or try and figure out. It'll give you a really good clue as far as demystifying the hindrance, the greatest hindrance to our goals, achieving what we want, being what we want, having what we want. There's one major, major, major thing that is the hindrance. So I would want to demystify it. We want to make it clear what that one thing is. So as we go into the next segment, tools to stopping ourselves. So I want to give you some ideas, and I'm going to give them really quick because there's a whole bunch of them. So I'm going to say them fast, but if you can write them down. You need to scroll back, watch this over and over and over and over and over to be able to get them all down, then do it, because these are important. They will help you. So it says tools to stopping ourselves. How do we stop ourselves from stopping ourselves? So one, stop overcomplicating your life. Be real about what it is, but don't make it worse than it is. We have a tendency to want to do that. We make a mountain out of a molehill, right? We look at it, and because sometimes we don't talk about it, we don't write it down, we don't get it outside of ourselves, that hamster wheel just keep running and running and running and running and running and running, and it just keeps building and building and building and building. And eventually we go, oh my God, look at the size of the problem. And then you say it out loud to someone, you go, that's not really that big a deal, actually. But we've made it this massive thing because we've overcomplicated it. Stop overcomplicating your life. Two, stop adding bad stress to your life. Bad stress. There's good stress. There's some good things that keep us moving forward and keep us hooked in and doing things that are, there's some good stresses. But stop adding bad stress to your life. Stop adding things to it that procrastination, that's a bad stress. Why? Because it's putting a negative thing into your life. Don't procrastinate. It's adding stress because you're not getting stuff done in a timely manner, right? Then you get jammed up and you're like, oh, crap, 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 crap. Now I have just a short window to get it done. Three, stop regretting your actions from your past, what you haven't achieved and what you have lost. Stop that. Stop regretting. It's in the past. It's gone. You can't do anything about it. Modify and go forward. We talk about that a bunch. Your rearview mirror is this big. Your windshield is this big. Why? Because you, and when you look into the rearview mirror, you're not staring into it the way you do out of your windshield. It's a glance back to see where you've been, to be able to measure and to know where you're going, to know what's going on around you. It's more important where you're going. So stop regretting your actions. You made the choice. You can't have regret. You made the choice. Own it. Own it. You made the choice to do what you did. You can't blame somebody else for it now. And to have regret is a waste of energy. So stop regretting your actions from your past, what you didn't achieve. Maybe you didn't put in the effort. Maybe you didn't do what you needed to do. Maybe you didn't push hard enough. Maybe the opportunity wasn't there. Maybe it didn't present itself. But it's gone. Move forward. Four, stop saying you have no time. When clients say that to me, Gord, I don't have time. Oh, with all due respect, what I just heard was I don't want to. Because the things we want to, we find the time. We'll manufacture the time. Stop saying I don't have time. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. Richard Branson runs more than 400 companies. Tony Robbins runs more than 100 companies. Grant Cardone runs more than 40. All these people, then they got the same freaking 24 hours we've got. What are we doing? We all have the time. Really good exercise I do with clients. Try this for yourself. Account for every second of every day for 2 weeks. Write it down. Write it down. What did I do for every? If you're in the bathroom 5 minutes, you don't need to write down what you did in the bathroom for 5 minutes, but you need to write down, hey, I was in the bathroom for 5 minutes. Account for every second of every day for 2 weeks. I'll guarantee you, you'll get to the end of the 2 weeks and go, oh my God, look at all the time I'm wasting in my days. I could get so much more done. Stop saying you have no time. You just don't want to. Number five, stop choosing to be fearful about the future, about making mistakes, about following your dream, about change. Stop choosing to be fearful about the future. It's a choice we make. We have to own it. We're choosing to do that. We're choosing to live in that negative, in that fear. And then we wonder why things don't come out positively. Fear is a negative thing. And can it produce some positive stuff? Yes. Can it be harnessed into some good? Yes, for sure. But typically fear, when we live in it, we wallow in it, it stops us from getting where we want to go. Six, stop procrastinating about all those things that you say you want to do, but never get around to doing. It's procrastination. You don't want to do it. Just say, hey, be honest with yourself. I don't want to do it. I say to my wife, oh, I got to do this and I got to do this. And she's like, well, you've been saying that for 6 months. I'm like, I know, I'll get to it. It's like, no. There's always stuff on our to-do list. There's always stuff there. But if we don't have no intention, if we have no intention of doing it, take it off the damn list. Don't fool yourself. Be honest with yourself. I'd be honest with myself. No, I'm not going to do that ever. I procrastinate with my clothes. My wife says, well, hey, we need the closet space. I'm like, okay, I'll get rid of some stuff. And I go, well, I don't want to get rid of that. I'm not sure. And I procrastinate. I don't want to get rid of that yet. When was the last time you wore it? 3 years ago. Get rid of it. Make the room. Stop procrastinating. 7, stop looking at others for your happiness because it can only come from within you. Happiness, your happiness can't come from anybody else. It's yours. You have to generate it. Can other people make you happy? For sure they can. But don't look to other people to do that for you. Do it for yourself. Choose to do it for yourself. You're worth that. You have value that's infinite. Show up for yourself that way. Choose to do that way. Choose to do it from you. Don't wait for somebody else to generate it for you. 8, stop comparing your life to others because they'll have a better life than you and you'll always feel miserable. We watch on social media, people put their best on social media and we compare it to our worst. And we go, oh, they're so much better. Stop doing that. They're not showing you the shittiest part of their life. And if somebody tells you, we were talking about this morning, my wife and I, if someone says that their life is perfect in every way, their big red flag should come up. Number one, they're lying to you. And number two, they're in freaking denial. Everybody has challenges. We all have challenges. We all have stuff going on. We all have stuff going on. Someone tells you they don't have anything going on, they're lying to you. It's not real. Not real. So stop comparing yourself. 9, stop waiting for the right time. Oh, it's got to be good. It's got to be. We waited with kids. And we waited more than 12 years, more than a decade to have children. Now, we didn't wait because I wanted everything to be perfect. We wanted to be solid for ourselves first. But we have to stop stop waiting. It's never going to be the right time to start a business, to be an entrepreneur, to ask for that raise, to read a book, whatever it is. Well, it's never going to be perfect. To have kids, get married, all these things, it's never going to be exactly the right time. And you're going to look back and go, shit, I wasted all this time. Look at all the time I wasted. Stop waiting for the right time. 10, stop running from your problems and taking the path of least resistance. Stop running. Turn around, stop, face the problem. Punch it right in the throat and deal with it. Deal with it. Don't let it go. What we're doing is procrastinating and pushing it down. We're kicking the can down the road, kicking it down the road. Well, eventually, all of them, they start to build up. And now we got this massive big challenge. Stop doing that. Stop running. 11, stop spending time with the wrong people as this will sap your energy, create friction in your life, and get you nowhere. You become the average, not the top end, the average of the 5 people you spend the most of your time with. When I learned that years ago, I went, oh my God, I need to change who I hang out with. You become the average. If you hang out with 4 millionaires, you will be the 5th millionaire. Not instantly, but you will become the 5th millionaire. If you hang out with a bunch of 4 people that are in trouble with the law all the time, if you've never been in trouble with the law before, you're going to be the 5th person in that group that now has trouble with the law. Why? Because they're influencing you. Be careful who you spend your time with. 12, stop focusing on what you don't want to happen and focus on what you do want to happen. Focus on the positive. Focus on the abundant side. And I struggle with this myself. Trying to hold on to the abundant side when sometimes we don't see that abundance. When we don't see that abundance, it becomes very difficult to try and do it. But we need to do that. We need to focus on the positive instead of the negative. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying, you know what? We need to do it. And are there things that can influence that or impact that, by the way? Yes. Are there things that can make that difficult? Yes. If there's challenges, and I want to make that caveat, if there's mental awareness challenges, or there's some other thing that medically that there, you know what, there could be some other things that make caveats to make these more difficult. And sometimes it makes them impossible to do. But under normal circumstances, under normal stuff, these things will work very quickly. Trying to be someone you're not because you'll end up confused about who you are. Stop trying to be someone you're not. Be 100% authentically you and let the chips fall where they may. And you'll attract that to you. And the people that aren't like that will go away on their own. You don't have to ask them to. They'll just do it. Stop putting other people's needs before yours. Spend the time getting to know you and look after yourself. Am I saying don't stop looking after other people? No. I'm saying do your self-care first so that you can, not instead of. Self-care for yourself so that you can show up the way you want to, not self-care instead of looking after your responsibilities. So stop putting other people's needs before your own. And 15, stop beating yourself up. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. We say things to ourselves that we would never say to anybody else. We wouldn't say it to our worst enemy. We say stuff to ourselves that just beats the snot out of us. And then we wonder why we have trouble being positive. There are so many ways. That's 15 different ways. 15 tools to stop stopping ourselves, to help us stop stopping ourselves. And even if we do one or two or three, it'll make a huge difference to our life. I have to take another quick break. Another quick shout out for Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening mastery routine program that's changing people's lives. That program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session today with Jose Escobar, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And if you don't have a morning and evening routine, you're not maximizing. You're not getting the most you can out of your day. That's just the reality of it. We can tell ourselves we're doing great, and we may be. But if we want to move forward and we want to get ahead, we want to move the needle, we need to do some morning and evening routine to set up our day and to finish our day. So reach out to Jose Escobar. Great guy. Wonderful program. Literally is changing people's lives. Don't go anywhere. Do not forget to pause and breathe as we go for break. I'm going to have some more peach and dandelion tea and pause and breathe. And I will see you. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about 7 important challenges to take for a better life. I'll give you 7 important challenges to increase and to make your life better. So don't go anywhere. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate you being here today. I love that you're here. We're talking about the hindrances, demystifying the hindrances to our goals. And you know what? I'm passionate today about the topic, and I want you to know, you know what, as far as It's not, I get passionate about it. I get amped up a little bit. I'm not angry. It's not an anger thing. It's an imploring. I'm trying to make sure I give you and share with you and share with myself. Cause like I said, off the top of the show, I'm talking and preaching as much to me as I am to you. I don't have all the answers. Clearly I don't have everything. I don't think anybody does. We're all in the journey, right? We're all on that journey. How do we move forward? How do we get to the next level? And so, you know what? I appreciate that you're listening, that you're engaged, that you're having a reaction and a response to what we're talking about. And I want you to hear my heart. And I hope you know my heart. If you've never been here before, I lead with love. It's coming from a place of love. It's not coming from a place of wanting to be hurtful, wanting to be angry, I want to be as authentic as I can. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's difficult to be 100% authentic because we put it out there and go, are they going to like it, not like it? I don't know. It doesn't change what is, right? It's like saying, well, gravity is bullshit. Well, I can say that, but if I step off the roof of my house, it's going to affect me whether I believe in it or not. Really has no matter in the deal. It doesn't change what is. I'm still going to fall. Really, it's not the fall that's the problem. It's the sudden stop at the end that causes all the problems. But you understand what I'm saying. So my point is it sometimes difficult? Yes. What is the biggest hindrance? The biggest hindrance to us achieving what we want to achieve? Really, what is it? We want to make sure it's demystified. I don't want there to be any doubt on what it is. And it's going to be a hard answer. It's not going to be an answer that you hear and go, oh, yeah, that's great. It's going to be a tough answer. Because the truth sometimes hurts, but it doesn't mean we don't look at it. We have to see it, appreciate it's there, acknowledge it's there, and then own it. Own it. And I hope you hear my heart. I'm not angry. I'm passionate about the topic. I want you to, there's so many people struggling. I want people to have the tools they need to be able to help move themselves forward if they want to. If they don't want to, no problem. But if you don't want to move yourself forward, you're probably not listening to me. I'm not your guy. And that's okay. I'm good with it. If you want to move forward, then we got to do something different. And we need to have someone rattle our chain, which you heard me talk about a lot. Shake the cage and go, what are you doing? Come on. Sometimes we need the kick in the pants. I need the kick in the pants. As we talk through this, we've talked about what's really truly stopping us. We've talked about some tools to stop stopping ourselves. I want to give you 7 important challenges to take for a better life. And these are really quick. Try and write them down. 7 important challenges to take for a better life. 1, when you catch yourself overthinking things, we talked about overthinking, not over, right? When you catch yourself overthinking, challenge yourself to take a step forward instead. Just move. Just take the step forward. What's the next step? What's something you can step? It could be a small step. It could be incremental. It could be massive, giant leap forward. Take a step. Take the step forward instead of overthinking. Just move forward. 2, when you have 2 good options, challenge yourself to go with the one that scares you because it can help you grow faster. The one that scares you, if your goals don't scare you, they're not big enough. The how will come. Don't worry about that. Make it big. 10X. Grant Cardone always talked about 10X. Taking what you think it should be and multiplying it by 10. The challenge isn't having people go, oh, yeah, but if I do that, I'm not going to reach it, and then I'm going to be disappointed. Well, you know what? The part that usually falls down is that they 10X the goal, but they don't 10X the effort it's going to take to do it, which will also give you and lead you to a key for what that one major hindrance is. Next one, when you're going – my beard keeps getting caught on my mic. When you're going to do something new, challenge yourself to do it with enthusiasm and devotion. Something new. Oh, I got to do it. It's. Do I have to do it? Do I have an obligation to do it? Am I choosing to do it? Do it with enthusiasm and devotion. Really put your heart into it. Do it at 100%. It doesn't have to be some massive thing. You're washing the floor, you're sweeping the floor, you're vacuuming the house, you're whatever it is. Do it with enthusiasm and devotion. You do it much better. You have a better heart attitude about it all. It'll go quicker. It'll be done better. It doesn't matter how big it is. Choose to do it with enthusiasm and devotion. When mistakes are made, challenge yourself to learn from them rather than waste time on blaming yourself. When mistakes are made, challenge yourself to learn, own it, learn from it, and then move forward instead of wallowing in and blaming ourselves. When I do it myself, I screwed up. Own it and move forward. Own it and move forward. Learn from it. Don't do the same mistake again. I tell my kids, I'll give you a one-off for the first mistake. You know, life happens. It's okay. But the second time that same problem happens, that same thing happens again, it's not a mistake. It was a choice. Again, with the caveat, there's medical stuff outside of that. Sometimes there's mental awareness sometimes outside of that, which make it difficult to impossible to do. But if we do it as much as we can with the things we can, it'll take a lot of the weight off. When you find yourself trying to control too much, challenge yourself to let go and enjoy the moment. Control is an illusion outside of you, outside of me. What I think and what I do are the only things I can control. Anything else is an illusion. If you have pets or children, you know very quickly, control is an illusion. I can influence outside myself, but at the end of the day, I can't make somebody choose to do a certain thing. I can't control life. That's why they say 10% what happens to you, 90% how we respond to it. Because good and bad happens to everybody. There's no rhyme or reason to that. It's going to happen. Life just happens. And that's okay. How are you going to choose to respond to that? That's what matters. Don't try and control. And you know what? When we talk about it, you can't control outside of you. But how much time have you spent mastering control of you? How much time do you spend reading books? How much time do you spend taking classes? How much time do you spend mastering control of you? Because that's something that you can do. When someone treats you poorly, challenge yourself to treat them with kindness and respect. Stimulus, pause, respond. Someone treats you poorly, that's the stimulus. Pause for a second. Hey, you know what? They're having a tough day. I can respond in kind. That's just going to escalate the situation. It's not going to make things better. Choose. Challenge yourself. Choose to treat them with love, kindness, and respect. When you catch yourself thinking the grass is greener elsewhere, challenge yourself to water the grass you're standing on. Make it as green as you can right where you are. We used to do that in the car business, right? With our staff. We used to water the grass right where we were. We made it so good that when other people tried to headhunt our people would go, do you have this? No. Do you have that? No. Do you have the other thing? No. I'm good where I am then. But that's the same with our life. We look out and go, hey, it's grass is greener other places. It's not. And you know what? It may be greener in some respects and not as green as what you have now. And you go, crap, I made the jump and I've gotten used to this, or I like this, or then that's not the... There's no perfect environment. Make what your environment is as good as you can. Water the grass where you are. 7 important challenges to take for a better life. Don't go anywhere. I have to take another quick break. But if any of this resonates with you, or you hear stuff that you go, you know what, I need some more of this. I need to plug into this in a deeper way. Or I have people in my life that need to hear this. My family, my kids, my church, my men's group, my people in my community, people at wherever it happens to be. You can hire me to do keynote stuff. You can hire me or participate in one of my groups. I've got a women's Box Inside Out group happening right now. And wonderful group of women, incredible, incredible, incredible women in that group. And we're all learning. I'm teaching, but I'm learning as much as I'm teaching them. I'm learning. They're incredible women. But plug into something like that. Reach out to me. The thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com, and I can share with you what's going on. Whether it's a group program, it's a one-on-one program, I've opened 3 spots to do one-on-one. One-on-one. I'm doing a men's version of Box Inside Out is a cohort that's coming. So there's group. There's 3 spots open for one-on-one. If that's something you want, reach out to me because those spots will go really quick. There's a lot of need. There's a lot of people that want help. You want to deepen your understanding of yourself? Reach out to me. Happy to help you. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com is the quickest, easiest way. When we come back, we're going to do a wrap and a call to action, but we're going to make sure that we completely demystify the hindrance, the number one hindrance to us achieving what we want in our life. So don't go anywhere. If you want to connect with me, if you want me to do shout outs for you or talk about your business to a massive number of people, reach out to me. You want me to highlight your business? Reach out to me. There's some spots for that. Reach out. We'll talk, see if there's a good fit there. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, Lizzie. Reach out to me. Don't forget to pause and breathe as we go for a quick break here. We'll be right back to wrap in a call to action. I think that will be impactful. Don't go anywhere. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you spending some of your limited resource call time with me today. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We're talking about hindrances, demystifying hindrances to our goals. Listening to what's happening today, have you been able to figure out what the one major, throw it in the chat. If you're listening to this in the replay, hashtag replay. But if you're listening to this live today, what's the one thing that seems to be the constant through it all? Do we know? Have you been able to figure that out yet? I'll give it to you in just a second. Let's do the wrap and the call to action. The call to action today, can you step through your fear or out of your fear and do it anyway? Fear isn't, courage is not the lack of fear. It's being afraid and doing it anyway. It's having fear and doing it anyway, right? Being scared and doing it anyway. So let's get real and raw and totally honest with yourself. You don't have to share with me if you don't want, but be honest with you. What about you is preventing you from getting what you want. Let me read it again, because there's a really big clue in there as far as what the number one hindrance to us having what we want and being what we want in there. What about you is preventing you from getting what you want? If you didn't guess it yet, it's us. It's you. We are the biggest hindrance, the biggest hindrance to having what we want and to being what we want, to doing what we want. We are the biggest. I'm a walking, talking billboard for what happens when you don't do self-care for decades. People look at it and go, well, your body's letting you down. No, I let it down for more than 30 years. Well, I'm reaping the reward of that. I'm reaping the consequences of what happens when you don't look after yourself for decades and decades and decades. I had the power to do it. I chose not to. Commit to being under covenant with yourself and change it. You don't like where it is, change it. You don't like the direction your life's going, change it. Jim Rohn used to say, you're not a tree, move. Move. And I'm not saying leave a job before you have another job. That's probably irresponsible. You need the income for your bills and whatnot. But find something that's more in line with who you are, what you want to be. Choose it and be under covenant with yourself, not with somebody else. Under covenant with yourself, promise yourself, be real with yourself, you're going to put the time and effort into you. And then do something with it. Actually execute with it. Don't let it just go by the by. You make a commitment, hey, Gord, I'm going to look after me. I gotta. And I'm preaching to me. I just started, they put me back on diabetic meds a week and a half ago. Back to insulin every day, poking myself, I've got a electronic, but all these things. And it sounds easy and what it's not, but it's something I have to do for me. I have to do for me or it's going to cause some major, major, major challenges. It's already caused major challenges. Be under covenant with yourself and change it. You are the biggest hindrance to you having what you want. Own it and then move forward. Next week, same time, same place, same happy beard. Friday, November 10th, we're going to talk about embracing the journey, love the process. Embracing the journey, love the process. A lot of us don't like the process. We just want to have the result at the end. It's going to be a good show. There's some really, really good stuff in there. So make sure you come back next Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Bring your friends, bring your journal and something to write with so you can take notes. Embrace the journey, love the process. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope this is impactful. I hope it's got some positive, practical things you can use in your life. I pray that it does. It's coming from my heart. It's coming from a place of love. I pray that you feel that today. I pray that you feel loved and cared about, that somebody actually gives a shit about you. If you're alone, I'm there. Papa's right there always with you. But there's people that care. The world is a better place. We need you to be here. If you need somebody, reach out. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. I'm always, always, always available. I can be available. And even though I do lots of self-care, even though there's lots of things that I challenge with, I will find a time. We'll figure it out. Next week, embrace the journey. Love the process. As we go into this next week, be under covenant with yourself. Be real. Be real with you. Don't sugarcoat it for yourself. Don't lie to you. Be courageous. Be unapologetically you. Unabashedly you. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. I love you. Massive hugs. Live out you abundantly and with intention. Don't just let it happen. Abundantly with intention be you, and I'll see you next week. I love you so much. Thank you for being here today. Make it another good week.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!